Mommy don't feel like she got it down. Watch out, cause I heard that's coming around. I can't seem to look inside. I can't deny you won't deny. Cannot seem to look you in the eye. You shake like a thousand thunders. Mommy just feel like she need to breathe today.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Howdy.
Well,
you might say.
No. This is Oz and Ends. I'm Eli.
I'm Silas.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I might get a little emotional.
Oh, yeah?
Even though we're going to continue doing this show with no interruption for the summer.
Yeah. Possibly even tomorrow. Although we do have to drop that. If anyone wants 8 p.m. tomorrow.
We'll be at a gala for seniors.
We could show up late.
Yeah. But this is our... We're calling it our, like, last official show.
Final
summer's
going to
be more casual.
Show. Yeah.
We're now community members.
Well, I'm now a graduate student.
Yeah. That's I'm now crazy. A community member on
That's
WMFO.
Awesome. That's awesome.
That's exciting.
You're going to get...
I'm going to have to apply for, like, special
ID
access.
You're now part of the silent minority. Or the vocal minority.
I'm going to cause Lucy Millman so much trouble.
She's gone, dude. Is she going to still do a show?
I think so.
That's awesome. So she can't move too far.
Correct.
Cool.
Actually, I don't know if she will do a show. I don't think she signed up for one, but I think she was planning on claiming one.
Well, it's only the summer schedule, so...
You guys don't care about that, though.
Not at all. This is too, let me see if I get this right, Inside Baseball.
That's really
Still
good.
Still have not listened to it. Need to.
But this is our final show before we graduate, so we're doing a little retrospective.
Yeah. I like that the subtitle of the, or the description of this playlist on Spotify is Last One Ever, parentheses, until the summer, which today is the summer schedule.
Yes.
Cool. Welcome to summer, everybody.
Don't think too deeply about it. Welcome to summer.
Punxsutawney Phil stuck his head out today and deemed it summer.
No.
It's actually too correct. Okay.
That first one was the first song that we ever played on radio.
I forgot if that was true or not.
It is.
Yeah.
I think.
It was also the first one we played when we did our... I was going back to like the first one we did last year.
Oh, yeah.
Or this year, I guess, after the hiatus.
Oh, so have we just kicked off every season with that?
Yeah.
Cool.
Lonely we should really Lover. Call the show Lonely Lover. But,
but instead we chose absolute gibberish.
Yeah.
Lonely Lover by Xenia Rubinos. Great song.
Great song.
We're choosing songs that both have played, that we have played on radio that have been significant, but also just songs that have defined our college experience in some way.
Yep.
Which is crazy. I was like looking at the songs that I added, and it's kind of an amalgamation of all of my, like, you know, Spotify Wrapped of the past 4 years.
Exactly. Yeah. I was having a similar sensation.
Yeah. So so we're playing Beach Boys next.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Silas is alluding to the fact that, what was that, in sophomore year?
I think so.
My top artist was the Beach Boys.
Yeah. I think it was actually freshman year.
Freshman year?
Yeah.
Right. And it was due to one day during high school that God Only Knows played 77 times in my pocket on mute.
Yeah.
And so I've forever since then.
You almost went for henceforth.
Yeah, couldn't nail that though. Mm. I've henceforth disregarded Spotify's algorithms for those things, but
yeah.
Then I did also go back to more of that with some Bell and Sebastian, some Wolfpack.
Amazing.
Yeah, so lots to get to.
Yeah, lots to get to.
Where should we go next?
Should we do Tops next?
I think we should do Tops.
It's a pretty significant song for us.
Yeah, it is.
Eli and I were stringing up string lights,
if you can imagine.
And that's the perfect verb for that.
Yeah, it is.
In our freshman year dorm, and you put this song on, and I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
I really, really liked this song.
Shout out to my parents. I think they're listening. One from Lenox, Massachusetts, and one from Northridge, California.
Okay, Northridge.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Northridge is where my grandma lives.
Got you.
Happy Mother's Day, Grandma. I don't know what the situation of the streaming is. Hmm. Whether they're unique listeners or not. Okay, without further ado, this is Tops by the Rolling Stones.
A star. I'll take you a million miles from all this, but you won't fit a star. Come on,
come on.
Have you ever heard those opening lines? You should leave the small town way behind. I'll be your partner. I'll take you to the top. Step on the ladder, toe in the pool. You're such an actor, you don't need no acting school. Don't need no casting couch, be a star in bed. Top, baby. I swear we're never gonna stop, baby. I'll take you to the top. Don't let the world pass you by. Don't let the world pass you by. Chance now, baby. I'm sorry for a mess of your sweet love.
That was Choke by the Cardigans.
That was nice. What does that song mean to you?
This is a song, this album, First Band on the Moon by the Cardigans from 1996. My good friend Sean sent to me, I think probably, maybe he showed it to me during winter break freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a memory of flying back from LA to Boston in late January, because
mm-hmm.
we had an extended winter break, listening to this album.
Okay.
And I listened to the Cardigans a lot from then on. I haven't listened to them a ton recently, but definitely defined second half of freshman year, that summer, and some of sophomore year.
Yeah.
I've probably played that one on the radio, but yeah, there's a lot I could have chosen from, but this was like the first song of theirs that I really resonated with.
Nice.
Or really resonated with me.
You, me, and Maddie, thank you for correcting yourself. You, me, and Maddie Wilson once jammed to a Cardigan song, didn't we?
Yeah. Do you remember what it was?
I can like sort of remember how to play it, but but I don't remember what the song is called.
Interesting. Was it a popular one?
I don't think so.
Was it? Okay. Was it Carousel?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. It's a good one.
Cool.
Yeah. They have a lot of good stuff. Highly recommend going through their discography if we haven't given you enough reason to already.
Yeah.
Nice. What do you got next?
I don't know. Should we? I'm trying to decide whether I want to play these songs like chronologically in like when they meant something to me.
Yeah.
Or just scatterbrain, go for
it. That's kind of how I was going for it, because we started with one that you chose from freshman year.
Yeah.
What defined your?
Let's do Age of Consent by New Order.
Okay.
Basic pick, I know.
Is that on here?
What can I say? It's on there. It's right below. It's already queued.
Oh, okay. Next. That's why I couldn't find it.
The song was shown to me by my dear friend Henry Hottie from home the summer before college started.
Huh.
And I don't know, I just listened to it a lot.
So is that during the pandemic for you?
Yes. We would listen to the song when we were working paint crew. Well, it wasn't really paint crew. Groundskeeping crew. At Whistlepig Distillery.
Whistlepig.
This was on our playlist, which was called Rye in the Sky, which is pretty funny.
That's really good.
And it grew on me, and I listened to it a lot, and it was my top song of that year.
Yep.
And I listened to it throughout freshman year, so let's do it.
Good one.
just don't know if he is a fool. What you have in mind, if he is a fool, what you have in mind. Change is on the cards, but this time it will be hard. I never want to leave you, we've never had a fight. You should never split a pool, you should never split at all. I wish I had two paths I could follow. I write the ending without any sorrow.
Wrapped up in books, Belle and Sebastian.
And we spent that song talking about how great Belle and Sebastian are. Yeah. So pretty
Belle
clear
and
what
Sebastian
that means.
Is.
Do you have a specific memory with that song?
Not with this one in particular, again. But with this album, the first one I heard was If She Wants Me,
yeah.
Which was, I heard that in the backseat of Kai Camacho. No, of Max Newman's car with Kai Camacho.
Okay.
The like day before my first, or the day of my first Jenny's shift. So that was a big like swing that I was on during the summer of 2021, that continued basically forever since.
Nice.
Henceforth.
So summer of 2021 was when you got into Belle and Sebastian.
Yep.
Interesting.
I knew some things from Juno.
Yeah.
And probably just from like random shuffling, but I didn't really have many friends that were into them in high school.
Interesting.
So, yeah. When did you start listening to them?
Like, I mean, I've never been like super, I like every single song that I hear from them, but they've never been a band that I've been like, you know, had my phase with.
Yeah.
I think honestly, I probably got into them when you started playing them more on the radio.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I was definitely after you. I was surprised that
it was that late.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I definitely got into them super heavily when
you
I did.
You seem like such a, and please don't take this the wrong way.
I have to now.
You just like you feel like a Belle and Sebastian fan. You know that this was ingrained in your personality earlier.
Got it.
I guess.
Well, that's probably why
in
it stuck
in a bad way.
It's probably why it stuck so strongly.
Yes.
You know,
it was like homecoming.
It was primed for
you,
it.
You finally came.
It was homecoming.
I don't know, man. Let's listen to the next one.
Well, we are somehow halfway through the show.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like five songs.
Yeah, we're not doing well, and we have a segment later.
Yeah.
/ now.
Do you want to do it now?
Nah.
Okay.
Let's do Manhattan, I guess. Cool. If we're sticking on the summer of 2021, that's when I got into this song.
Yeah.
I had a bad summer in 2021.
Yeah.
I had a really bad summer. And then a pretty bad fall. But the song
Humpty
got me
Dumpty
through
style.
It.
Actually, no, he had a great fall.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, let's hear it.
You and
That was Casa de Mel by Brad Goodall.
I showed you that one.
You did, and you played it on the first episode of Oz and Ends.
Nice.
Which segues us into a very meta portion of time, which was when we started this show.
Yeah.
In October of 2021.
That's right. That is where we're at chronologically.
Yeah. I don't think this is not going to work out. We can't get through all of time.
No.
That's passed.
It's going to be a little top heavy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lauren Bile for training me.
Shout out to... Oh my god, who trained me?
Do you not remember?
Wow.
It wasn't Millman?
No.
Hmm.
I can get this, but not right now.
Okay, that's fair.
It was someone who hadn't done their show in like two semesters because of the pandemic.
Interesting.
And then, did not know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
God, I really can't remember who it was, though, but I now have a memory that I can probably fix it
on. You can
extrapolate.
Pull that string until you reach the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Should we do a PSA?
Let's do it.
So shout out Caroline for listening.
Oh, they hosted...
Shout out to my family for listening.
The Skinny Hour?
I think that's still a show, so we can probably check that.
And if not, shout out.
Shout out to the Skinny Hour.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Safercar.gov is not a good URL, and the government can have whatever they want for .gov.
Safercar?
Safercar.gov.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
The government is the only thing, is the only, like, people with access to .govs. Like, you can literally take anything.
Yeah.
They went with Safercar.
Oh, true. Yeah, that's...
Bad choice.
That's bad. They must have a lot of stuff related to that.
Yeah. Safe car was already taken.
Yeah. Safer car. Safercar2.gov. Was taken.com.
Should we do our segment?
Let's do it.
All right. We've pulled up the first messages that we ever sent to each other, which were both on the Tufts housing portal.
Okay. So we are doing that.
Should we start with that, or should we just go straight to iMessage?
I don't have iMessage open because I'm afraid that it's going to ding.
I'll just pull it up on my phone and you can look on.
Okay. Should we read out the star res first and go back and forth?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Eli. I'm Silas. It looks like we're roommates.
So it does. Looking forward to getting to know you. Are you from the East Coast? Capital E, capital C.
Yes. I'm from Cornwall, Vermont. I actually got into Tufts last year, but I took a gap year in Uruguay with the Tufts 1+4 program, so now I'm finally a freshman. Ha ha, period. Where are you from? Can I explain that text a little bit?
Yeah.
So I had looked up the name Eli Marcus, Tufts or whatever. The only thing that I could find was this guy that, like, played tennis, and he was from, like, Newton, and his name was Eli Marcus.
Okay.
So I assumed that that was you.
Okay.
And it was like he graduated from 2019. He doesn't go to Tufts. I don't know how he came up.
Okay.
Somehow I figured out that, like, it seemed like he had taken a gap year.
Okay.
So I texted you, I took a gap year so that hopefully you would respond and say, oh, me too. And then I would know that that was you.
Uh-huh.
I was playing a mind game where I was just trying to figure out who you were.
And to that I said, oh, very cool. I'm from Los Angeles, California.
So you weren't the guy.
I also like that I threw in California.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm from Cornwall, Vermont. So.
Yeah, I had to match the syntax. Yeah. What did you do in Uruguay?
I had an internship and lived with a host family. There were four other Tufts kids with me also. It was amazing, period. Do you have Instagram or Facebook or something?
That sounds like it must have been great. And yeah, I have both, but I don't really use Facebook. I didn't say this, but obviously. My Instagram is at Eli Mercus.
Awesome. Is there a better way to reach you so we don't have to go through this housing portal?
Ha ha ha. Yes, definitely. I'm cool with Instagram, but if you'd rather text my number, it's...
Dox yourself. All right. Transitioning over to iMessage. Hey, what's up? It's Silas.
And this is Eli.
We're already hosting a radio show.
You sent so much in response. What did you say?
Well, so a day goes by.
And no then way.
Yeah, I didn't really respond. And then I said, hey, are you in a Carmichael group chat? I've heard from my friends that they're in dorm group chats, and I prefer to meet people in person, but I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything important, LMAO.
I'm not, and I totally feel the same way about it, period. I'll let you know if I find something, though.
All right, cool, thanks. Yeah.
This is the worst.
What?
I don't know what's coming.
I'm embarrassed. It's just stupid. Yeah, I think it's kind of dumb to try and make friends before we're even on campus. You feel the same? You could tell I was feeling so anxious about like getting to school.
Yeah. Yeah. Haha, very much the same. It's like impossible to come across the way you want.
True.
I'm glad we connected, but other than that, completely agree.
Haha, exactly. I was looking at texts from last summer when I was connecting at first. This is such a bad conversation.
This is our first impression.
Yeah. I was looking at texts from last summer when I was connecting at first with the other gap year kids, and I was cringing so hard, trying to avoid that. Literally what we're doing
God,
right now.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Yeah, I absolutely understand that feeling, LOL.
And then is this the worst? Yeah, this is maybe where we cut off.
Wait, how many days pass?
Like 2 weeks pass.
I was giving you nothing.
Yeah, but it was a bad conversation that I was starting. Anyway, 2 weeks later, and this is where we'll stop. I say, yo, Eli, I couldn't help but see you follow Jake and Amir and also Jeff and Riley. I'm a big fan. And you said, that is the best possible news.
Yeah.
And
good
that's,
stuff.
And that's when we knew.
Yeah.
That it would be history.
And is this when we reveal what Odds and Ends is? We've done this.
We've probably done that. We probably did on our first show.
It's just a reference.
It's just a reference to Jake and Amir.
Which...
specifically, the episode, Are We Okay? Wait, no.
I don't think I would know.
It's not that episode. That's a different episode. I'll think about it. Yeah. So that you guys can go watch.
Yeah.
But you probably won't... I don't know.
Yeah, I also...
I don't recommend it, though.
I couldn't find... the skinny hour, but I also didn't look very in depth.
That's this. Fine.
But that person was my trainer.
Okay.
Cool. Should we listen to music?
That was fun.
Yeah. I like that we made the transition across from Star Res so quickly.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then.
And that my Instagram handle has been the same for that long.
That's right.
I didn't know that.
Eli Mercus.
Yeah.
Let's do, if it's my pick.
Yep.
Let's do 15 Snakes.
I listened
probably
to
a song
one.
That I got into sophomore year, probably.
Well, I think one of our trainees showed it to you.
Oh. Really? No.
Unless you played it on
I
the
think Eliza
episode.
Whalen showed it to
oh,
me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was sick during our training.
Mm.
And so you trained people, and this song played during that episode, but
okay.
I couldn't remember.
I think I think I was playing it. I probably played it just between other people playing
got
their
it.
Songs.
Okay. Cool.
Cool.
15 Snakes, Adrenaline, etc.
Judy Garland tried to kill herself twice. She used broken glass to cut her wrist. Thank you. big words and then smile at them all day. I'm always becoming somebody else. So why do faces never change? Been 3 weeks since I went back to my house. La 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 la, I'm living my best life.
That was Rango 2 by Wolfpack.
Great song, great band.
As you just said off air, this was really a retrospective of our freshman and sophomore years.
Yeah, we're not good at time management.
No.
Clearly.
But we've got a whole summer to get to the rest of this stuff.
Yeah, and keep listening.
And to listen to new stuff.
Yeah.
We've never heard yet.
That's crazy. It'll be our first time and your first time.
Who knows? It's a bad promise. Yeah. So, without further ado, this has been Oz and Ends. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. As you said, keep listening.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be here Mondays at 8 p.m.
Mondays
all
at 8.
Summer long.
Yeah. Oh, we should play Kid Rock all summer long.
I don't know that.
Yeah, you do.
Cool.
Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. That song?
Nope. Not landing. I'm sure
so
I do.
So I'm Silas.
It. Yeah.
I'm a community member.
Welcome to the community.
Thank you.
Yeah. I should have brought you some cookies or something.
Yeah, thank you. What's your name?
I'm Eli. I'm entering a one-year grad program.
Oh, he's a grad student.
Yeah, so I'll be
here. A postdoc, if you will.
I'll be here during the summer and during the semester. I have not decided what my show will be during the semester, but it's going to be just me.
Over the summer?
No, during the semester.
Okay, I was about to say, did I just get cut out of Oz and Ends?
And you're fired.
Like, what?
During the semester, come September.
Okay, I'll be listening.
Lots of time to pin that down, though.
Yeah.
We should have played that, Pin It Down.
I don't know what that
Madison
is.
Madison Cunningham.
Okay.
Incredible song. What we will play instead. if you've been listening with us for... what, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
And change, 3 years?
Uh-huh.
You know this song holds a special place in our hearts.
Yes.
For the ends of episodes.
Yes.
Especially milestone episodes. Do you want to give it an intro?
It's I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen from the album Born in the USA. Have we played it before? We've tried to play it multiple times.
I think we've cut off the end of it so many times and we have 1 minute
I'm
left.
So tempted to not even play it.
No, we have to. We have to go half.
All right, for at least a minute.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for a good semester, and we'll see you at our new slot starting next week at Mondays at 8 p.m.
Yeah, love
we'll
you guys.
You
love you, Eli.
Love you, too. Love you, listeners.
Happy graduation.
Happy graduation. Hit it, Bruce.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no, I can take you higher.